Hi, this is Sean Suttner, news and feature writer for Search Health IT. I'm here today with Dan Bowden, Chief Information Security Officer at the University of Utah and University of Utah Healthcare. Thanks for being here with us today, Dan.
Thank you, Sean. Nice to talk with you.
Okay, so what are the biggest security threats facing your healthcare organization's IT network, and what are you doing about them?
I think for us, as well as a lot of other similar organizations, a thing that's still very important to us is securing mobile devices and the usage of those, really still maintaining focus on encryption and on usage and the policies and guidelines for that. With so many new things happening, it's easy to lose focus of those simple things, but there are still organizations that are suffering data breaches because of lost unencrypted devices. And so we are focusing on that. And then some of the newer threats that we're adding much more focus to are identification as much as possible of advanced persistent threats, advanced malware. We're deploying technologies that will help us root out the presence of those in zero-day attacks because we're starting to recognize that the attackers are becoming more and more advanced and sophisticated, and they actually have a plan for specifically targeting healthcare organizations.
Okay, so you mentioned mobile devices. So with the proliferation of mobile devices, how is mobile security, and I mean smartphones and tablets mainly, as opposed to enterprise security, how is mobile security making you change the way you protect your network?
I think for us, a large portion of that comes down to understanding the use cases for the mobile devices and trying to put in place network control that enable the functionality that the healthcare organization is trying to realize from these devices. But at the same time, we try to segment those into particular parts of the network to, one, maximize the functionality and performance, but two, minimize the lateral impact of malware events or other types of threats that could come across the network or into the network that might either become a security problem or just a general disruption of functionality. So I think at the bottom line, it comes down to the segmentation and trying to keep those devices where they'll perform the best and most securely.
Well, so specifically, how do you lock down BYOD devices? I mean, do you use containerization or virtualization or some other technology?
It's a good question, and I'm thinking about the question. The term lockdown sometimes feels a little strong, and I think you do take your best shot at locking them down when they're brought into the network. And we are we have solutions in place for mobile device management, but there are multiple aspects of it. One piece is good network access control technology that will help us, one, just vet the key questions of, do we know the device? Do we have some good certificate security with the device? And then as it goes through the stack and is into the realm of being managed in an MDM or BYOD type of solution, do we know the key attributes about the user, what they need to do, how they need to do it, and then provision the necessary applications or functionality for the device at the time it's being used. And if possible, and it's not needed when the device leaves our network, what measures can we do to clean up the device so that the user isn't carrying around things, data that they don't need to, but also at the same time, ensuring some of the long-lasting controls like encryption are in place when the device joins the network and the integrity of that is respected throughout the time it's used.
Do you have concerns about the security of the mobile apps themselves?
I think that there's a rightful concern to have security on every mobile app. And so what we, and the challenge today is with the proliferation of those, how do you check the security? And part of that comes down to who did we get the application from? What was the purpose of it? If we're getting it from our certified EHR provider, I think it's easier for us to get good information to understand what does the application do for us and how should it be secured. The challenge is when other applications are brought in that provide functionality and possibly cause the application and the device to connect to third-party resources, things get a little tougher to vet out. And so we have to take extra measures to see, do we understand where things are being stored, how it's getting there, how it's being stored. So the applications, you definitely need to take a risk-based approach and understand what it does, and then decide what your risk tolerance is in terms of being able to allow given functionality versus the burden of control you're going to put in place to support that.
Okay, so you know, one of the big goals these days in with interoperability and meaningful use, and that's sharing health data, making it more available to patients. So what implication does the beefing up of security have for data sharing?
Without good security, if the sector are viewed as not being able to protect the data and secure the data, the trust necessary to enable sharing of health data and make it more available is going to be eroded. And so I think the implications for security, whatever is done to secure the data, that needs to be the end goal in mind, is that we're here to build trust with the people whose data this is. And they need to believe in what we're doing. They need to believe that we've got all the measures in place that we can to reasonably protect this. And so, in my mind, the implications are could be far-reaching. You can break it down into talking about security controls, but at the end of the day, whatever you decide to do, you need to realize the goal at the end of the day is to build trust.
Okay, thanks. What are some of the security challenges posed by Internet of Things in healthcare or connected medical devices? Maybe infusion pumps, things like that are connected to your IT network, possibly. How do you deal with that?
That's a good question. The challenge with it is, I think, keeping in constant communication with the healthcare organization. And it really begins with the leadership group and understanding that as these devices come along, what is the intended functionality? What are we trying to do with this? And kind of having the cost-benefit discussion about the functionality against the cost burden for doing it securely. And so that's the security challenge, is being engaged at the right place and time with the various parts of the organization that want these devices. I think in terms of how we deal with it, my philosophy is, we're here to enable the business to do what they need to securely. And when we're talking with the healthcare organization, we want them to succeed. And we know that some of these devices, maybe they're a differentiator for providing great quality care or for patient safety or other things. But we want to be able to be sure we're involved at the appropriate level of rigor to explain to the business, hey, while you're doing this, these are the things we need to keep in mind and things that we need to try to secure. And if there, in some situations, you can argue it's impossible to secure everything to the hilt. And in those circumstances, it's important to make sure the business knows if there are any gaps, what those are, and how, what other ways are there available to mitigate those.
Okay, so just finishing up, what advice do you have for other health IT security professionals for securing their networks? I mean, what kind of lessons have you learned recently that you would recommend, and what are some of the best technologies or practices you've used that you would recommend?
I think kind of blending these questions together, advice I would give and something that we do and are realizing benefits from is just really living in the risk management frame of mind. And what is it that we're doing, assessing all of our health information systems to know, do each of these have a role in the business? Do they have PHI in those? And how much risk is there involved in operating them? If this system were to suffer some sort of a breach of confidentiality or an issue with availability or integrity or something else, what's the level of impact on the business? And then work with the business to agree upon that and rate those systems, and then agree what's the appropriate level of controls and policies and procedures that need to be put in place. And we've been able to make some good strides with the organization and agree upon methodology for categorizing systems and levels of risk, and then putting the policies and rules in place that define what the minimum security controls will be to protect those systems. And this is all, these are all things we have predetermined. And it makes the flow of discussion much easier, in that when we say this is a high inherent risk system, we now are getting more traction, people understanding what that means. And in effect, it means it's really important to the organization, and therefore the cost of operating it in terms of security or availability may be higher. And so those are some of the best, I think, practices and advice we would give. I think for healthcare organizations, a lot of the key technologies for us are pretty obvious to most of us. Understanding the various options you have for technology, data loss prevention, and now, as I mentioned earlier, moving into understanding how advanced persistent threats could be an increased risk area for the organization is important. And we're breaking down how we manage our program into various themes. And the themes are, governance, risk, and compliance, which are sort of driven by the things I described with risk and policy. And then we have these four, other three areas that we define as prevention, detection, and incident response. And working with the business so that they know, do we have a tool in this space, in the prevention space, or is it a tool plus process? And we have those same discussions in each of those themes. And then we just talk about any concerns about gaps. We try to look ahead with the business of what is it that we're hoping to do, and what do we want this healthcare organization to look like in 5 years. And with those things in mind, what do we need to take into account as we mature the themes of our security program? And so that's, I think, the key thing, is that the technologies are important. I think the practices in understanding what the program is about and making it as much as possible a part of how the business works, and have them consider security aspects with you is probably the most important, ideas or advice I would pass along.
Well, that was really stimulating the discussion. Dan, thanks so much for being with Search Health IT.